ever been a witness to something? I think when we think about witnesses, our mind very often goes to court and the witnessing of crimes. And there are an awful lot of crime dramas on the television, aren't there? And we've often joked in my family that I would make a very poor witness because I am absolutely hopeless at noticing things visually. So somebody could have their hair cut, they could have decorated their house, I'll walk in, I'll be completely oblivious because I don't remember what things look like. But if they say something to me, I would probably remember that because I'm quite good at remembering what people say to me. It made me think, what does it take to be a good witness? I think you have to have good memory and good recall. But there are two other things I think are really important. The first is you have to have the courage to speak out. We know, don't we, that there are many cases that come on the news where those people are so brave when they actually give evidence against people. And they have to go into witness protection schemes sometimes, don't they? Because they're actually testifying against people who are so dangerous. So the first thing I think you need is courage. And the second thing I think you need is a willingness to give your time for others, to make life better for others. You know, sometimes, if you ever have gone to court, you have an awful lot of hanging around while you're waiting to be called, don't you? It's not a quick thing that goes on, really. So today, as we celebrate Easter, I wanted us to think about the witnesses to Jesus' resurrection. So in our gospel reading today, there was Mary Magdalene, and then there were Peter and John, and how they showed those characteristics, which I don't think we heard about. We only heard about Mary Magdalene, didn't we? Anyway, Peter and John were there too, so I'll talk about them. And I was looking at their characteristics, whether they showed these witness characteristics of courage and willingness to give their time for others. And also I was thinking about ourselves, because we too are witnesses. So first of all, let's think about Mary Magdalene. In a society where women were in many ways much less highly regarded, in fact, those of us who were on the common at 6 o'clock this morning would have been reminded by Ant, who's from the pastures. He said that actually women would never have been called upon to give witness in court because their message wasn't thought of as reliable. But yet, God chose them to be the first witnesses to the resurrection. And in particular, we're looking at Mary Magdalene. So she was there at Jesus' crucifixion, and she was there at his burial. And having seen where Jesus was buried, she went with the two other women on Easter morning to the tomb to anoint the body. But when she found the tomb was empty, she ran to get Peter and John. And once they'd gone again, she looked inside the tomb and saw the two angels, and then had this tearful encounter with Jesus himself, who instructed her to go back to the disciples and tell them, "I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." So why was she chosen? Well, obviously we don't really know, but thinking about it, I think maybe it was because she was very reliable. She did exactly what Jesus asked her to do. She was devoted to Jesus. While he was on earth, she had used her own finances to help to support him. She'd spent a lot of time with him and with all his disciples, so she was very well known to them. Mary was someone who had been healed and restored by Jesus. She was ordinary, and yet she was chosen by God and entrusted with telling the disciples that Jesus had risen and would be ascending into heaven again soon. So I think we can see from the way that she responded that she did have both courage and she had that willingness to give her time and make a difference to others. And then I was thinking a bit about Peter and John. So both of them would go on to play a hugely important part in leading the Christian church. Peter was going to be the first leader of the church, and John was the writer of the gospel that we've just heard from today, and several letters, as well as the book of Revelation. And all of these continue to bear witness to Jesus today. But where do we see those qualities of courage and of willingness to give their time to others? Well, we know that Peter had a bit of a checkered history, didn't he? He was impetuous, he was sometimes over-enthusiastic, and sometimes he got things really wrong, like when he denied Jesus after he'd been arrested. And yet, despite those failings, God saw the heart of Peter. He saw his courage. He saw his devotion to Jesus. So he chose him to be the first leader of the church, the rock on whom the church would be built. And in this passage in Acts 10 that Tina read, we heard today, but by that point, Peter had really grasped that truth that he and the other disciples were witnesses to Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. That Jesus had commanded them to preach to the people and to testify that he was the one whom God had appointed. And that's just what he did, didn't he? He spent the rest of his life preaching and talking about Jesus. And John, too, was a strong character. He was the brother of James, after whom this church is named. And those two together were called the Sons of Thunder, which gives you a little bit of an idea about what kind of people they were like. They were probably a bit feisty. But John was also referred to as the beloved disciple. He was the one that was often spending a lot of time with Jesus, maybe like his best friend when he was here on earth. And it was to John that Jesus entrusted his mother Mary when he was on the cross. And not only did John write many books, but he was also a teacher to some of the first bishops of the early church. He taught Polycarp, who became the bishop of Smyrna, and Ignatius, who became the bishop of Antioch. So both these disciples courageously dedicated the rest of their lives to witnessing to others about Jesus. And then there's us. We are Jesus' disciples on earth today. We have been given the same power and authority that was given to those first disciples. And we, just like those first disciples, are encouraged to go and make disciples of all nations, to go and tell everyone everywhere about Jesus. So if we're going to do that, we too need the courage to speak out and the willingness to give our time to others, to show them by word and deed about the truth of the gospel. So today, Angela and Sylvia have reaffirmed their baptism vows. They've been witnesses to everyone here about their faith, and they bravely share their testimonies, which I'm sure all of us found really encouraging. So what is it that gives us that boldness and that willingness and determination to witness to others? What we notice about the disciples is that once they truly understood what Jesus had accomplished through his life, death, and resurrection, they just couldn't help but talk about it. They told everyone. And we know that after Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down and they spread out to all the corners of the known earth, telling others about Jesus. Now, for us, as we come to Easter Day again today, this is a really good time to remind ourselves afresh of the good news of the gospel. Eric Stoltz puts it like this: the good news is this, that you can be free, free from sin, fear, doubt, death, guilt, any burden placed upon you by others or yourself, which stops you from living the full, vital, worthwhile life that God has intended for you from the beginning of time. In a few moments, we're going to be singing a version of Amazing Grace, which has been chosen by Angela, and it includes these words: my chains fell off, my chains are gone, I've been set free, my God, my Saviour, has ransomed me. On the cross, Jesus took on himself all the sins of the world, all the things that we have ever done wrong or will ever do wrong. He paid the price for us, then defeated death and rose again so that we could now have a free and a full relationship with God our Father for all time. And this is indeed good news. And we need to remind ourselves about this daily and to thank God for his incredible gift of his Son to us. As we start to think about this and remind ourselves regularly, I think it helps us to build up our faith. And when we build up our faith, it helps us to have the courage and the desire to go and tell other people about Jesus. And as our vision statement says here, then we will live God's love in our community, in our worship, and in our prayer. And as we celebrate Easter today, we are singing some wonderful worship songs and hymns that remind us of that truth. And when we sing out or speak out who Jesus is, we are worshipping him. But we're also reminding ourselves of what he's done for us. So we were thinking in our home group a few weeks ago about the many names of Jesus. So I've done something today, which I hope you're going to be able to help with. If you're sitting on the front row or the back row or one of the side rows, if you reach under your chair, you should have a card like this. I'm going to take this one here. You should have a card like this. So if you can reach under, if you're at the back, and find it. Okay. So if you can find one of these cards, what I'd love you to do is, if you've got one of these cards, could you stand up where you are? And then what I'd like us to do is I'd like you all to turn, so the front row to turn round and face inwards. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're just going to read out our name of Jesus. We're going to go around the room. I'll start here. We'll go to Miriam and round this way. If you leave a tiny gap between your name and the next name so that we're all really listening to what these names are, okay? Mighty God.
Prince of Peace.
Wonderful Counselor.
Bread of Life.
Light of the World.
The Word.
Yeah, that's fine. Do you want to get the back? We're going to go around once more, just to say it nice and clearly. It's fantastic. Just to really take it in, okay? Mighty God.
Prince of Peace.
Wonderful Counselor.
Bread of Life.
Light of the World. The Word. The Chief Cornerstone. Great High Priest.
Our Judge and Defender.
Emmanuel.
Bridegroom. Yeah.
The Way.
The Door. The Resurrection of the Life.
Everlasting Father.
Our Rock.
True Reign.
King of Kings.
Beloved Son of God,
Lord of all,
Alpha and Omega,
Mediator,
Messiah,
Mighty One,
Redeemer,
Our Hope.
Thank you. Do sit down. Thank you. So, I think it's really, really, really helpful just to remind ourselves for all those different facets of who Jesus is that we're celebrating today. I want to invite Rowena and Simon to come up. Angela and Sylvia have both chosen